accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Member FDIC.
What happened last night? Hammer's got the answer. He joins us in the studio with Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. 92-115. They didn't pull out the W, huh?
They came out flat. They did not look sharp. There was no intensity, which really stinks because this was a closeout game when Milwaukee did not have their two best players. And it's not just the players, too. This was not a good effort by Rick Carlisle.
What is up with these rotations that he runs? He runs these rotations like it is a December Tuesday game, some meaningless game in December. And you've got these other teams that are like running seven players the whole game. Why? Because it's the playoffs. And he is, it seems like, an insistent upon getting as many players in the game as he can. And a bunch of them stink.
All through the year, the Pacers bench has been one of the best in the NBA. Like, they get a big lift from their bench. But last night, as much as I love the dude, McConnell couldn't throw it in the ocean. And he stayed on the court an awful long time while guys like Miles Turner were sitting for an awful long time. I'm with you. You got to ride the hot hand, shorten that rotation up a little bit, and come on, you got to play with more passion than that.
Yeah, he did that game one, he being Carlisle, this bizarro, everyone must play like it was a T-ball game or something. Everybody gets an at-bat. And then I thought he learned his lesson, and then it was kind of back to it again last night. They got blown out again.
And the frustrating thing is it looked like there was very little energy.
Yeah.
They were low-energy Jeb last night, as Donald Trump would say. And you let Milwaukee get going, and you got Patrick Beverley running his mouth. You got Bobby Portis running his mouth, and you let him do it.
Yeah.
So when they come back here on Thursday, now the pressure's on you. You've been the sixth seed and the underdog all series. If the Pacers don't get it done on Thursday, they ain't going back to Milwaukee to win Game 7.
I got to say, I feel a little betrayed because I was going to go over and it was on one of those channels. And, of course, I don't have cable, so I was going to go over to my dad's last night at 9:30. And I feel a little betrayed because all the sports guys, whether it was Jimmy Cook or Sweeney or Bowen, kind of made me feel like, hey, this is in the bag. And I thought 9:30 came around. I said, man, I'm kind of tired. These guys told me. They're the experts. They told me it's in the bag. And then I get some text from you at midnight about, you know, some words I can't even say on this radio station. I thought, what the heck happened?
What happened?
It was a mess. And again, this is kind of the Pacers, right? When they're expected to lose or be the underdog, they play really well.
Yeah.
But when you expect them to win,
they don't rise to it.
They have a hard time with that. And now Thursday, 6:30 tip off here in Indy. It's a gold out. And maybe Giannis plays. I don't know. Maybe Dame Lillard. I don't know. But the more time you give their stars to come back, you're in trouble.
Do you think that the hometown energy will help them?
I mean, it's got to be better than what it was last night. I mean, my goodness, that was just a stale, uninspiring effort in a closeout game. Like, the opportunity to beat Milwaukee when they're defeated, when they don't have their two best players, that doesn't come around very often, and they didn't rise to the challenge.
Yeah, and now all the pressure's on the Pacers. I mean, you still got, they're probably not going to have both of those guys if they have one of them, and then you probably got a limited amount of minutes for Giannis if indeed he does play, but you're at home. None of those games have really been blowouts other than game two on the Pacers side. Those two at Gainbridge the last couple days, I mean, they were contested games. Sort of the one went overtime, the other one, the score wasn't really reflective of how close most of the game was. So they better bring it.
And if you're going to the game, take all your frustrations out on Milwaukee. If you're upset about these candidates that you have to choose from in the upcoming election,
this is your chance.
If you don't like being put in the position to vote for either Speedy or Shreve, take it out on the Milwaukee Bucks and Bobby Portis and all those guys.
Speaking of that, we talked about this today. What a sorry sack of candidates collectively this year. I don't know if I've ever been less enthusiastic about going to vote.
Yeah, it's not a real strong group, right? Like, there's not one person in there that's like, all right, maybe he's going to get in there and he's going to fix property tax. Maybe he's going to make our lives better. anytime these dudes have been asked about it, it's been a wishy-washy answer. And then when you look at some of the down-ballot races, mm-hmm. some of these state house, you know, House Senate seats, man, it's just so uninspiring. You've got, you know, establishment dudes banking on all their money to carry them through. And it's rough.
Yeah, and there was, I think Tom Davies had this article today about how much money the House Republican Committee is pumping in, hundreds of thousands of dollars to try to save some of these endangered House candidates. Now, I know I couldn't get this lucky, but if you, what's our segment called about the rainbows?
Crapping rainbows?
Crapping rainbows.
Something like that.
If you want to actually watch me likely crap a rainbow mm-hmm. on Wednesday, May the 8th, if Jim Lucas lost in his primary, yeah. and I know I couldn't get that lucky, but if you took down Jim Lucas in a primary to some no-name obscure guy, I might actually crap a rainbow on May the 8th.
Well, I'll give you a rainbow too if Rod Bray goes down.
Yeah, Jay Hart, our man out there, he's putting, and Jeff Thompson's got some competition, so we might actually get a couple of these. I'm not overly optimistic though. What's coming up this afternoon?
This afternoon, brace yourself.
Yeah.
Nigel's out.
What?
So Guy Relford is going to be filling
Fantastic.
In.
Fantastic.
We got some tickets to give away. We'll do a round of Ask the Gun Guy and have a good time.
Thanks, Hammer. You're listening to Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.